and welcome to another episode of the Brick House Podcast. I'm your host, Bob Johnson.
And I'm Matt Baker. Hey, Bob, this episode of Brick House is brought to you by Steiner Sports.
All right.
Steiner Sports is the leading producer of authentic sports memorabilia and hand-signed collectibles. When our listeners, that's you guys, use the promo code ALMIGHTY at checkout, you can receive a 20% discount on any of your purchases.
20%?
20%.
Oh, they're like giving it away.
Oh, man, almost. Steiner Sports, S-T-E-I-N-E-R, sports.com.
Thank you, Matt.
You're welcome, Bob.
It was a long week. Yeah, a lot of stuff happened. It's created a special segment on the Brick House Podcast that
we're calling
The World Didn't End Yet, but...
Yeah.
Basically, this segment is going to focus on signs of the coming apocalypse that we can see from the NBA exclusively. You've probably heard enough about who won mayor of Cincinnati this week. So
yeah, Dave Chappelle.
We'll just focus on basketball. I'll give you an example here, Matt. The world didn't end yet, but Nick Young is getting MVP chance in Staples Center.
Yeah, that is a sign. Oh, this was Nick Young. We were talking about at one point there being no place for him. It seemed like he was going to die on the bench or get shipped out.
Yeah, he was expected to maybe even just be cut from the team. Maybe they'd have to buy out his contract.
Right.
Quite the contrary. Luke Walton told him he would get playing time if he buckled down on defense, and he is committed to it. He is also in a contract year.
Yeah, right.
And he did just see Jan Mahimi become a 70 millionaire.
Yeah.
So he's taking it seriously.
There's a good 12, 13 million a year out there for Nick Young if he gets his act together. Along those lines, Bob, the world isn't over yet, but the Lakers beat the Warriors by 20, and it's the only game in which the Warriors have scored under 100 points this season.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I saw... After that game, 538 now predicts the Lakers will win 36 games and gives them a 22% chance of making the playoffs.
So they're gonna win 14 games and they have.
I just figured they would be the 2017 NBA champions.
Yeah.
538.
Yeah. I know we're not gonna talk politics, but I did finally see what Nate Silver looks like, and. Oof, man, I'll give
was
him...
Was that on Wednesday morning? Or
no, that was it was
Monday
Tuesday
morning.
Night. Okay. Yeah, it was Tuesday night, and I'll give him a pass because that was a crazy night, but he looked like he had been taken to the woodshed by everything.
Yeah.
He didn't look that great. But anyway, Bob, what else we got?
Well, stick with the Lakers. The world isn't over yet, but the Lakers bench is the number one lineup in the NBA. Of total net rating... The best five-man lineup in the entire NBA is Tariq Black,
yes,
Larry Nance Jr.,
okay,
Brandon Ingram, Jordan Clarkson, and Lou Williams of any five-man unit. Second, the Clippers starting five.
The super starting, yeah.
Third, the Warriors super death lineup with KD instead of Barnes. The Lakers are ahead of both of those.
It just goes to show you that the Lakers will always be above the Clippers. Hey, Bob, you know, the world isn't over yet, but James Harden is averaging 13 assists per game. Now, friend of the show, former guest, Bjorn, I know that you two have been going back and forth about some bets here and there. I saw him the other night, and he told me that he texted you, bet the Harden over on assists until it reaches 10.
Yeah.
He says it's like he says it's a guaranteed bet right now.
I went to go and do that, and the site that we both use wasn't even allowing bets on James Harden's assists anymore.
Wow.
Matt, this one hits a little too close to home. I'm kind of nervous about it.
For me or for you?
Both of us.
Oh, no.
The world isn't over yet, but robots are replacing sports writers.
Wow, wow.
Have you heard about this? It came to light a couple days ago when Mark Cuban revoked the credentials of two ESPN sports writers.
Yeah.
Mark Stein and Tim and Mark.
Tim and Mark.
Couldn't come into...
Tim and Mark, we all know their morning show. They're Tim and Mark Morning Zoo.
Cuban actually corrected people. He said they were not banned from the stadium. They were completely free to purchase tickets. But this was last Sunday, okay? These guys had their credentials revoked. They both happened to be ESPN reporters.
It's Tim McMahon.
Tim McMahon. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, so Cuban said that the Associated Press was his true concern over the future of automated content. Cuban believes that we are rapidly approaching a future in which most basketball game stories are written by computers, not human beings.
Uh-huh.
He sees ESPN's coverage as sort of a bulwark against this automated reporting.
Yeah.
If they aren't going to cover the team full time, he doesn't want them to cover the Mavericks at all.
Yeah, that's not crazy or anything.
Deadspin described it as not a coherent argument because Cuban believes it's a certainty that Mavericks games will be covered algorithmically in the near future.
Yeah.
That means ESPN has to cover every single Mavs game now. Because Cuban doesn't want robots to cover basketball games, he's refusing to let prominent human beings cover them.
Wait, he doesn't want robots to cover
games. He doesn't want robots to cover basketball games. And so when ESPN, they normally have a reporter assigned to all the teams that people care about.
Right.
I'm not going to get the numbers right, but last year there was something like 22 teams. This year it's down to 17 teams.
Yeah, they have that ESPN Dallas, I know, right? They used to at least.
Well, this year they're not having a specific beat writer for every game to go on the road with them and everything. Cuban even said, you know, that he offered free plane rides for these writers to go on the road.
Wait, so Cuban is for it, but he's only for it if they're on the road full time. Is that what I'm to believe?
That's his argument.
Okay.
Yeah, he said if there's not a guy with the Mavs for every game, then there's going to be a computer soon, even though two guys showed up that night.
Yeah.
To cover the Mavs game.
Okay, I'm trying to think about this way too much. Sure.
I bring this up, Matt, because I think we better start making preparations for when robots come for the sports podcasters.
Yeah, bro.
That's obviously the next step.
Right.
Robots, if you want to replace someone, replace Skip Bayless and Stephen A. I think that would be a lot easier.
To be fair, it's Skip Bayless and Shannon Sharp now, Bob, on FS1.
Well, you could still replace each of them with robots.
Yeah, yeah.
Shannon Sharp, too. He's out of a job.
I will say, Mark Cuban, I've never seen Tim McMahon and a robot in the same place at the same time, Bob. So
that is interesting.
Yeah. I've also never seen Tim McMahon. So
yeah, one thing that people always say about AI is that it's great at tracking facts and stats and computing stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
Obviously. But AI is no substitute for comedy or irony. You know,
yeah.
I don't think Skip or Stephen A. really have any comedy in them, so they could easily be replaced. Whereas Brickhouse,
well, intentional comedy, Bob.
Yeah.
An automated Brickhouse show would be really weird. I think I'm not breaking any news when I say that. Bob, I got one more for you here.
Please.
The world isn't over yet, but Derrick Rose has not gotten injured.
That's true. What are we, like 8 games into the
Nine
season?
Wow. 9 games in, he's playing a stellar 32 minutes a game. He's not playing bad, actually.
Well, what's his shooting percentage?
His electronic field goal percentage? No, I don't know what that E stands for before that. 45%.
45%.
Yeah.
I think that's effective field goal. Yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
Effective. I thought, you know, email. Anyway.
Z-shots.
Yeah.
Cool. The world didn't end yet, but Dwayne Wade finally received his email from Pat Riley.
Whoa.
Wade made his first trip to Miami since joining the Chicago Bulls last week, and they ended up leaving with a narrow victory. But it's been 6 months since Riley started this email for Dwayne Wade. I wonder how many chapters it might have by now.
Right.
Could be Riley's Iliad at this point.
Yeah. Well, remember, and this is kind of weird because remember back to our previews, Riley always does things in advance. Just in case he might need them. So it was kind of weird that we didn't have a Dwayne Wade letter in advance.
But one more thing about the Miami Heat, they are being visited by ghosts.
Yeah.
And I'm not talking about Dwayne Wade.
No.
Justice Winslow and Tyler Johnson. They're staying at
$52 million man, Bob.
$50 million Tyler Johnson, excuse me. They're staying at the Skirvin Hilton Hotel in Oklahoma City. This is a famously haunted
hotel.
Yeah,
I was going to say, that sounds haunted.
Yeah, so Justice Winslow, he's taking a shower at 9 a.m. when he says the door to his bathroom began moving on its own.
Mm-hmm.
Winslow's quoted as saying, that really happened. He said, I'm just trying to get through this trip as quickly as possible. I try and spend the least amount of time in my room. I go down, sit at the bar, get me something good to eat, watch TV, watch football, but I don't spend a lot of time in that room. Udonis Haslam ain't afraid of no ghosts.
No.
He said, I ain't scared of no ghost. A ghost will have a hell of a time. He might as well go to another room because he'll have the fight of his life if he's coming to my room. It will cost him so much trouble, he'll just say, I'm just going to the next room. He'll say, not tonight. This ain't the room I need to be in.
It's, yeah, that sounds about right. I think Udonis Haslam would actually take a pay cut just to stay with the ghosts a little longer. That's how.
Yeah, it sounds like Justice Winslow would take a pay cut to room with Udonis Haslam.
Yep.
Matt, you know, we are now, this is our second podcast officially as a member of the Almighty Baller Podcast Network.
Right.
And I have been plowing through some of the other pods on the network.
Yeah.
Getting to know our fellow pod brothers and sisters.
Sure.
This week, I was listening to three or four episodes of The Fast Break with Blake Rogers. I really enjoy this. I recommend people check it out. It's he keeps pods short and sweet and to the point, like we like to. And he also incorporates music very nicely. It's a good thing, too, because he does music reviews. He does album reviews.
Wow.
He had an episode about college football. He did an album review of Mac Miller, which I wasn't really familiar with.
But yeah.
It got me to go and listen to the album. I'm hoping he does a new Tribe Called Quest album.
Oh, yeah. I need to take a listen to that.
Let's take that minute and tell our listeners about the Steiner Sports offer here, Matt.
What's that offer again there, Bob?
Steiner Sports is the leading producer of authentic sports memorabilia and hand-side collectibles, Matt. And the offer, when our listeners use promo code ALMIGHTY at checkout, they receive 20% off their purchases.
Bob, 20%? It's like they're giving it away.
How about an autographed jersey of New York Knicks Kristaps Porzingis, Matt?
Yeah, I'm in.
You can get this on steinersports.com.
For 20% off, Bob?
For 20% off.
Wow.
With Donald Trump in the White House, and given the fact that Jay-Z had a free concert for Hillary Clinton,
yeah.
I think the King of New York throne is up for grabs. And you know who would make a great king, in my opinion?
The Zinger?
Kristaps Porzingis.
Yeah.
He even looks like a Lannister. Am I right, Mac?
Yeah, did you just call me Mac? I'm not Mac Miller, Bob.
He looks like a Lannister, Matt, after he's been put on the rack, you know, where they stretch you out.
Oh, yeah. No, I actually do know the rack. That's a reference I get.
I mean, if they put 4'6" Joffrey on there for, I don't know, a year, he would be Kristaps, right? 7'3"?
Yeah. That jersey is going for $399.99, Bob. You put in that promo code.
What is that? Hundo off? 80 off?
$319.99.
Nice. 80 bucks in your pocket. You're welcome. Almighty. So go to steinersports.com, use offer code ALMIGHTY at checkout to receive 20% off all your future King of New York memorabilia.
King of New York.
Back to the show, Matt. I wanted to do a segment that's pretty preemptive since we're only 9-10 games into the season, but we spent 7.5 hours making previews for every team leading up to this season.
Mm-hmm. Although, to be fair, the robots did that, but anyway.
Yeah, we take all the credit.
Yeah.
We weren't the only ones, of course, that were making NBA predictions. It's a popular thing to do. I wanted to point out what we and others were most wrong about and also what we were most right about.
Okay. Just time to gloat. Get a quick gloat in.
Yeah, I got a most right for you. Russell Westbrook playing like he's auditioning for the Teen Wolf remake.
Yeah.
Totally called that one.
Yeah.
The Thunder got off to their best start in franchise history. And then they promptly lost their next three games to the Raptors, Clippers, and Magic. But Westbrook looks amazing doing it.
Yeah, well, along those lines, Bob, I will have to say I was wrong about Russell Westbrook.
Oh, no.
Yeah, no, he only has 3 triple-doubles through 9 games. I thought he would have 9 triple-doubles through 9
that's
games,
fair.
Bob.
That is fair.
So, unfortunately, that's one of my wrongs.
Yeah, I don't think the Thunder will end up a 2 or 3 seed in the West, which will probably be required for him to win MVP. I think that was one thing that a lot of people were a little quick to assume.
Right, but it'll be interesting to see if he can kind of smash through that barricade. But this is the same league that left James Harden off the All-NBAs last year, so...
If anyone can smash through something, I would put money on Russell Westbrook.
Right.
One thing I was most wrong about, that the Timberwolves would transform from a 29-win team to a 50-win team immediately.
Immediately. Yeah.
Because
without
of the offseason.
Without any thought.
Yeah. Because of it. Just add in Tom Thibodeau. A lot of people were guilty of this. There's still time, of course. We're only 10 games into the season.
And all their players are still only 20.
Right. Wiggins just set a new record for most points scored by scoring 36 points the other night.
Yeah.
And then followed that up with the next game scoring 47 points.
Right.
They just have to adopt Thibodeau's grit, I guess, is Tib's suggestion. I think they're really missing out on not having KG there this year. I think the KG Tibbs.
Yeah.
I mean, there wouldn't even be sleeping on the road. KG would just be throwing buckets of ice on Zach LaVine every time he shut his eyes.
They could, give him an incentive to come back by letting him bring the curse button from TNT. Bob, there's no way of anyone to really confirm this, but you have to take me at my word. One thing I was right about was DeMar DeRozan.
Okay.
You made
a silent prediction?
I made a silent prediction. No, I got into a bidding war in our auction fantasy basketball draft.
Oh.
A late round bidding war with DeMar DeRozan that only ended because I had no money left.
Uh-huh.
But I saw the need for DeMar DeRozan. And
Did you get him?
No, I did not.
Damn.
But like I said, you have to kind of take me at my word for it. But of course, I wanted him, and then I look up, and he's averaging 34 points a game right now, Bob.
Yeah, he's doing pretty well. One thing we were right about... The Cavs would have a chip on their shoulder, and LeBron would have extra motivation to repeat and destroy an even more Super Warriors team than last year. Within the first week, LBJ had Steph Curry tombstone cookies at his party.
Yeah.
And we were also right about J.R. Smith not wearing a shirt.
No.
And that the jokes would not get old about it.
No. I love it. Bob, I was wrong about the Dallas Mavericks.
Oh, I think no one predicted they would be this bad.
Yeah, I said that I think I predicted them to be a playoff team. Barnes doesn't look bad. He's played well in some games. Dirk has been injured, but you know, I'm starting to think they don't have it.
Might be time to rebuild. Yeah, one thing everyone was wrong about, Matt, as we said at the top of the podcast, the Lakers.
Right.
We thought this team would be fun to watch, not that Luke Walton was going to change their team culture faster than Tom Thibodeau with, the consensus greatest future big man of all time on the team, Karl Anthony Towns. This team starts Timofey Mozgov.
Right. When are we going to start talking about Luke Walton as a legit coach? Because, I mean, that run the Warriors had was mostly Luke Walton last year. Let's see here. Bob, I was right about the Bulls or so far. As of tonight, they are 6-4. They're playing well.
I whiffed on saying that the Bulls were going to stink, but I was right about saying that the Knicks were going to stink. People in New York assumed Hillary Clinton would be president and that the Knicks would make the playoffs. Now, people were pretty divided about how well the Knicks would do this year. Matt and I at Brick House were some of the only people that were not divided. We knew they were going to stink. We knew Joakim Noah and Derrick Rose would be terrible. We didn't know they would be worse than Tariq Black and Lou Williams. Yeah, we never bought the New York Knicks hype. The only New York hype I'm buying is all about Chris Stapps. Buy his jersey on steinersports.com. It may be used as currency after the collapse of society.
It could be. I, for one, would not be opposed to it, Bob.
One quick thing for our newest segment, The Business of Basketball.
Oh, yeah.
I listened to a Kobe Bryant talk to the Wall Street Journal about some extra evil levels of team defense that he used to employ.
Extra evil levels?
Extra evil. Check it out. I mean, the evil is my opinion. I don't think Kobe used
the term evil. Yeah.
It sounds like it. So it's kind of like a situation, for example. He didn't use an example, but I will. John Wall and Brad Beal, right? Kobe was talking about how when they were going up against a team where one player on the team just got a max deal and the other player on the team hadn't gotten a max deal yet.
Right.
Their strategy was to double team the guy who hasn't gotten the max deal. And that way, when the guy with the max contract is taking all the shots in that game, the guy who's being double teamed and not getting his shots and hasn't got his max deal yet will start getting upset about not getting the ball enough.
Huh.
And then those two will just go at each other.
Wow.
This is what it sounded very Phil Jackson-esque.
Huh. Mental. There's a lot of Zen stuff going on in there.
You know, John Wall has been kicked out of consecutive NBA games. Maybe everybody is doing this to him. They know it obviously irks him. Our other latest segment, Popping Off, where we quote the ever-quotable Greg Popovich.
Right.
Everyone's probably heard this one by now, but it's great. Asked whether Greg has interacted with Duncan over the club's past few outings, Popovich said, "Oh, sure. We're like in love. We text all the time."
Yeah.
He was asked, "Are emojis involved?" He said, "Only the ones where you blow kisses."
Oh, so good.
But some less enthusiastic or less cheery pop quotes. Jeff McDonald asked him, "What's been the issue defending the three line this year?" To which Greg Popovich replied, "I didn't know there was an issue. Looked like it. A lot of open threes and bad rotations," McDonald said. Popovich, "I think going into that game, we were second in the league in getting people off the line." McDonald, "Were you? I didn't know that." Popovich, "Then you shouldn't ask that question.
Oof.
You should probably look first to see where we are." "I probably should," Greg Popovich said. "I might have just told you a lie just to tell you a lie. It's the political season. Facts don't matter, right?"
He's trying to keep them honest.
"You just say what you want to say and life goes on. Nobody cares. It doesn't have to be true. It doesn't even have to be close. You just say whatever you want." To which McDonald said, "Sounds like you're ready for the election." To which Popovich replied, "I am scared to death."
Nice.
This was before the election. Pop was then asked, "Who you voting for?" And he said, "I already voted." "Oh, yeah? Who'd you vote for?" "Popovich, Don Nelson."
That's good. I should, if I knew Don Nelson was a possibility, Bob.
That must have been the right-hand candidate.
Bob, can I sneak a new segment in there?
Please.
It's called the Domantas Sabonis update.
Ooh.
It's just where I give you an update about how Domantas Sabonis is playing.
Uh-huh.
A little thing caught my eye about Domas, as they call him, some people call him.
Uh-huh.
You know, he has two games this season where he has 4 3-pointers.
Holy cow.
Yeah, he started all 10 games, and he's shooting 14 out of 29 from three-point range for a 48% average.
Holy cow.
14 three-pointers. He played 2 seasons at Gonzaga. Combined out of those 2 seasons, he made 5 3-pointers and shot 14. So he's made more three-pointers in the NBA, as many three-pointers in the NBA as he attempted in college.
Wow.
I don't know why that is. Maybe he realizes that if Russ is going to run crazy around the court, his best chance is to just get out of his way.
Yeah, if you're a new listener to the Brick House podcast, Matt Baker is a huge Gonzaga basketball fan. Would you say Sabonis is the best Gonzaga alumni currently in the NBA right now?
Currently.
Who else do we got?
I guess he would have to be there. Austin Day isn't there.
Olynyk.
Kyle Wilcher's in the D League for the Rockets. I mean, I guess I would say so, given that
Stockton Jr. on a roster.
Stockton, I don't think little David Stockton Jr. is on a on a roster at the moment. So it very well could be. And you know what? Well deserved.
I wonder if Adam Morrison will be appointed to Trump's cabinet.
That seems like a thing he'd be into. I don't know, but that would involve having to leave Spokane. Secretary of Spokane.
Let's get into our diss of the week.
Yo mama is so fat.
We've got a nominee from Barack Obama. Barack had some good disses. It wasn't a winner, but he dropped some good ones anyways. He'd been waiting 5 months to drop this one when the Cavs came to the White House.
Oh no, what is this one?
He said, "I want to give a special shout out to J.R. Smith's shirt for making an appearance. We weren't sure if it was going to show up."
That's a good one.
His next little dig was, "I said world champion and Cleveland in the same sentence. That's what we're talking about when we talk about hope and change."
he's going out on top with the references, Bob.
And you know that he couldn't leave Chicago out of it when he said, I should add that by knocking off the Warriors, they cemented the 1996 Bulls as the greatest team of all time.
Yeah.
Masai Ujiri, he's also got a nomination this week.
Wait, he said something interesting, Bob.
He said a good one.
You don't
say. This almost won.
Yeah.
It was the runner-up this week. Masai Ujiri, I'm saying he's turning lemons into lemonade. This is what he told Donovan Bennett. While accepting the Sports Media Canada Award, he said, I want to thank Trump for making Toronto an unbelievable destination for athletes.
Right. I did see that.
But Matt, the winner of this week's Diss of the Week.
Wait, President Obama, that wasn't the winner.
Obama was just a nominee.
Okay.
The winner is from Joel Embiid's Twitter account.
Oh, no. What'd he say?
He said, well, America is tanking, and all we can do is trust the process. Oh.
If we had an applause sounder, I would applause that.
Take a bow, Joel.
That's a really good one. That is good. Yeah, I'm totally fine with him working that the process angle because I use a part of it. So
his status on Twitter now, by the way, is just processing. ..
Oh, fantastic!
On the next episode of Brick House.
We'll probably be telling our listeners what we're grateful for as NBA fans.
Wow. Since
about that time of year.
Yes.
I, for one, am pretty happy to have an obsession with basketball right now. So until we talk again, I suggest our listeners do what they love.
Okay. I agree. That was kind of morbid.
Well, it is. You know, one thing that's common, though, with an oppressive political regime, one good thing that comes out of it?
What?
Excellent works of art.
True.
So if Kendrick Lamar and the War on Drugs and, you know, fill in your favorite artist made the kind of music or art that they made with Obama in office, we could be in for some stuff that blows all that away.
You know, the political season and all that, well, one point in time, brought upon the world the song We Didn't Start the Fire by Billy Joel. So
there you go. Perfect example.
I knew you'd love it.
Well, thanks for listening to the show, old and new listeners alike. You can tweet us at BrickHousePod. Check out our website, BrickHousePodcast.com. Go to AlmightyBaller.com and listen to all the cool pods on there. This week, I recommend you check out The Fast Break with Blake Rogers. A 15-20 minute pod. Easy.
Wow.
Breezy.
Wow.
Fun.
Beautiful cover girl.
Thanks to everyone who listened. We'll talk to you all soon
on the next episode
of Brick House. Thank you.